All right, last time, the only thing we did was a quiz, so there's no quiz today. And that, by the way, has nothing to do with the fact that there was no pre-lab quiz. It's just a coincidence. The reason there's no quiz is because we didn't do an activity that I can quiz you on. Anyway, we're starting now a DNA section that's actually multiple weeks long. So you'll see basically the same setup week to week. You don't necessarily use everything every week. This week, though, we're doing two things. One of which is DNA and RNA structure, which in the manual is page 126. You need to do all of that, which is 126 through 130. Stop when you get to DNA replication. That's next week we'll do that. And that's pretty straightforward. Just go through it. If you need a computer, they're open. You can use whatever computer you want, though you need to go to a website to do part of this. Talk it out as necessary. It's easy to understand the instructions, so I'm not going to go through what it is. But the other thing is to look at these scopes, but not until I tell you they're ready. I think this is like page 135 or something, but the page doesn't actually matter. I just want you to look at each of these scopes once I set them up properly and tell me what you think the stage within the cell cycle is indicated. But listen carefully. Each one of these is going to feature onion root tips. And the reason that we look at the tips of onion roots is because the tips of roots is where they're growing, right? They're getting longer and longer at the tips, and the way what's really happening is that they're adding more and more cells at the tips, which means if you look at the tip compared to the rest of the root, you are much more likely to find cells that are somewhere in cell division. Okay? But not necessarily. You could have interphase cells. You could have any of the phases within mitosis. And so when you look at each of these microscope slides, you'll see several hundred cells. This is the confusing part. It confuses a lot of people. So listen carefully. I only point to one cell. Ignore all the others that you see. And look at just the one cell that the crosshairs I've put right in the middle of the cell. Okay? The crosshairs are on the right ocular only, so make sure you have your right eye open when you're looking at these things or you won't see the crosshairs. But, you know, the crosshairs will be somewhere within a roughly squarish cell. That's the only cell I want you to pay attention to and try to guess which part of the cell cycle that particular cell is in. They're not going to be in the order in which they happen. Just each one is going to be one of the stages. Does that make sense? I want to set them up properly, though, because I want to make sure they're pointing to good examples. So don't start with that. Start with the DNA and RNA structure, and I'll tell you when the scopes are ready to go. That's it for today.